It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here at this time or any time around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America. Of course, that means the nation, that means your city, your church, your family, and you as an individual. And 49 years ago, I had a personal revival that literally changed my life and my home. So I just believe the Holy Spirit's at work, and today is a prophetic day. I know there's a lot of talk about what is going to happen in our nation. A lot of people are concerned. They see the Dow dropping. They see a possible loss of their 401k. They see a lack of this or a loss of that. And so I'm just going to pray for you today. I just believe the Holy Spirit has come to minister peace and tranquility to your life. So this is a wonderful day here on BPN Radio. This is a prophetic day, and I am so delighted to have you listening in on this Thursday. It's a prophetic day here on BPN, September the 3rd, 2015.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying.
I love to see weak made strong, but most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers, I hear the songs in the silence, I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see your glory come down.
I see your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. And if you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will you come? We long to hear your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. Oh yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Here we are on a Thursday, and this is a prophetic service, and we just, a prophetic broadcast, prophetic session, whatever you want to call it. We're going to prophesy in just a few moments. I believe that the Holy Spirit's going to speak to you.
If you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, when you come, we long to hear your voice, oh God.
Father, we just pray that you would come by the power of your Holy Spirit and minister to your people. Lord, we long to hear your voice today. Yes, we do. Right here on this Thursday. Welcome to BPN Radio. And we are believing that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you during this hour. I'm believing that God is going to give you a word. Father, we just pray right now that you would anoint this broadcast in Jesus' name. I pray that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear, anoint our spiritual eyes to see, anoint our heart to receive whatever you desire to speak to us today, because we know that one word from God can change our lives forever. And So we're praying today. I know that there are four major levels of the prophetic. First of all, we have a word for a nation, concerning a nation. And then next of all, we have a word concerning a city. And then third of all, we have a word concerning a church, a local church. And then fourth of all, we have an individual word. And so today I'm just going to pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to you individually. And I just believe, even though I'm not calling out any names, I just believe I may speak with a word of knowledge about a certain person. Or as I pray, you'll just hear the voice of the Lord. And you say, well, am I going to hear an audible voice? Well, probably not, but that still small voice can speak to you, and you just know that's me. And the Holy Spirit may just deposit something in your heart today. The prophet Nathan said to David, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. And I know so many people long to hear the voice of God. That was Martin Smith in Delirious singing the prophet's song just now. And I'm thankful that Martin and his wife Anna Smith provided a place for Gene and I to live next to their home for a while in Rustington, England, several years ago. Mighty man of God. And a mighty woman of God also. And as the prophet song declared, we long to hear the voice of God. I never started out asking to be a prophet or a prophetic voice. In fact, I still don't go around announcing myself as a prophet, although I believe I do after 49 years of ministry. I do believe that I operate in that office. And I believe there is the office of the apostle and the prophet and the pastor and the evangelist, the teacher. And I believe that all of these work together and in order to edify the body of Christ. And so I never asked for that gift, but when I started traveling after 18 years as a pastor, in 1985, as I began to travel across America, my wife Jean and I, as we began to travel across America, and I would teach people about prayer, particularly congregations, I would teach about corporate prayer, and then I would begin to prophesy, and I would call individuals up out of the congregation. I would begin to lay hands on them, and I would begin to give prophetic words, and pastors would say to me, can you come back and give some more prophetic words? And so God began to enlarge the borders of my ministry, never expecting that I would get to travel to so many different nations, exercising my prophetic gift, having the opportunity to minister to tens of thousands of people over the past 30 years that Gene and I have been traveling. And we have seen some amazing things happen. We've had some amazing testimonies of what has happened. I'm going to be sharing some of those with you in just a few moments. And before I praying for you that the Holy Spirit will give you a prophetic word, you must understand that we know in part and prophesy in part. The Bible says that in 1 Corinthians 13. And so whatever prophetic word that I may share with, that you may receive today, you must understand it's only a part of what God is doing. And if you receive a prophecy, if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, remember you have to receive it with your spirit. You cannot receive it with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the Lord. And so you have to receive it by your spirit. The Bible says that they that worship him, or the inference there is they that communicate with him, must communicate with him spirit to spirit. So it's your spirit that receives the revelatory word from the Lord, not your mind. Your mind will disconnect from any prophetic word, and so you'll have to connect with your spirit, and it's by faith. And you have to receive it by faith. And I must say that you are not forced to receive any prophetic word from me or any other person. You know, I was prophesying several years ago over a man concerning a certain house that I saw. And I described it as a beautiful house and a place to put horses in the back. And I gave quite a description. But when I completed with that prophetic word, he said to me, "I don't want that house. I don't want it." So I just said to him, "If you don't want it, you don't have to take it." So, you're not forced to receive a prophetic word. A prophetic word gives you opportunities of enlargement and expansion. Prophecies are opportunities. And if you just say, "Well, I just choose not to accept that one. I don't want that one." Of course, if you come pick and choose too much, you're gonna eventually miss out on some wonderful opportunities that the Lord has for you. If you receive a prophetic word, you must know that it's a now. It could be a now word, or a future word, or a confirming word, or a new word. And the Bible says, "New things do I declare, before they spring forth, I tell you of them." So the Holy Spirit may speak a new word into your life, into your spirit, and that could be quite awesome. And so, what a wonderful opportunity it is to be able to minister to you here today. So, Father, I pray at this very moment here on this Thursday on BPN Radio that you'll begin to speak to people concerning a word for their life. And I pray, Lord, as they anoint their spiritual ears and their spiritual eyes, as they anoint their heart, as they put their hand on their heart or their belly, and that you will begin to speak to them and minister to them even during this broadcast today here on BPN Radio. And so I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And there is a young lady that is playing our background music with the man of God who's on the keyboard. Her name is Courtney Vandiver. She's going to be playing the cello. And when she was 12 years old, she had a serious injury to her hand. And the doctor said to Courtney, you're never going to play the cello again. But she had a word from the Lord that she would, and that she would be an accomplished musician. And there is Courtney playing right now the cello. She plays. She was chosen as the outstanding cello player in high school in the state of Texas. She plays with many symphonies, including the Boston Symphony and others. She has played on several occasions with me as I minister prophetically to congregations across the land. This year, she was nominated for a Grammy, and I'm so thankful that her and Clarence are able to play with me almost every one of these broadcasts. There was a young lady in a congregation that I was ministering at in Louisiana, Church Point, Louisiana. She had never been in a charismatic service, and she came to the service by the invitation of a friend, and her friend invited to the church service. And as I do in most of my prophetic services, I just go throughout the congregation. I ask a person if I can pray for them, or sometimes I even call them up. And so I said to this woman, I want to pray for you. I have a prophetic word for you. And she said, no, I don't need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for my daughter. And she called out her daughter's name. And immediately I said, I don't need to pray for your daughter because your daughter is already healed. Now, I did not know that her little girl was at home with a babysitter or maybe with her father. I don't know. But she had a hole in her heart. And I just spoke that prophetic word, that word from the Lord. And when this woman went home and they took their daughter back to the doctor for a checkup, the doctor said, there's nothing wrong with your little girl. And she no longer has a hole in her heart. And just that one word from God changed everything. Changed everything. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. I was ministering in a certain place in Kansas, and there was another woman who had a son named Diego, and Diego had a rare disease. There was only 100 known cases in America at that time. And he was about 5 years old, and he had was because of this disease, he had reverted back to a toddler stage where he could just barely walk around. He could no longer potty himself. He could no longer feed himself. And because of the diagnosis, the doctor said that Diego could not live. But in the service that evening there in that city in Kansas, I began to prophesy over Diego and that he would travel the world and that he would be a world statesman. He would travel to many nations of the world. He would have his passport stamped on many occasions. And the doctor said he wasn't going to live. Now, I do respect medical science. I have two spiritual sons that are doctors. One is a surgeon. One studied under Dr. Michael DeBakey, the famed heart transplant surgeon. So I do respect medical science, and but I don't revere medical science. They're practicing medicine, but I do revere Jehovah Rapha, our healer, because I believe that by his stripes, by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and we are healed. And I do believe in divine healing. I do believe in the supernatural. The Apostle Paul said there's a natural. And then he said there's a supernatural. And so I believe in the supernatural. I believe that people are healed supernaturally. I've seen it with my own eyes. And I'm very convinced that miracles are not just for yesterday or during the apostles' days, but miracles are for today. And I proclaim that a word from God can provide a miracle for you. So several weeks later, Diego's mother and a friend, along with Diego, traveled over 120 miles to be in the service with me, proclaiming that Diego's condition had reversed. He was now walking and talking and feeding himself. And what a miracle it was. I had my picture taken with Diego. It's been several years ago. The last I heard, Diego was doing well. He did not die. And he was actually at the head of his class there in that elementary school in Kansas. I believe in miracles. And I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. There is a Christian leader in England. His name is Gerald Coates. I'm looking forward to having him here on the broadcast. But he sent me a word that all the prophetic words since 1990 that I have been given, that I've given to him, have come to pass, including the one where he was going to meet with the Prime Minister of England. And he said that he was meeting with the Prime Minister of England that particular week. I gave a prophecy to a young lady whose name is Tanya, and she was a part of the church in Florida that I ministered to for many, many years. And in 1997, I called out this young lady who was a sophomore in college in the New England states, and I prophesied that she was going to be a doctor. In fact, I called her Dr. Tanya, not knowing that being a doctor was really in her heart. And so I gave her that word. And today, after a long series of oppositions, because there will be opposition to your mission, but after a long series of opposition, she is a medical doctor, Dr. Tanya Bedward in Kansas. And I just want to congratulate her. And I'm thankful for the word of the Lord that has came to her. 2005, I was ministering at a church in Austin, Texas. And there was a young man that came up for me to pray for him. And just before I started praying, I heard the Holy Spirit say these words to me: Evander Holyfield is about to make a major comeback. And I did not know Evander, although I had seen him box on several occasions, and I was so impressed because after each bout he would declare, first of all, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I made the announcement that Evander Holyfield is about to make a major comeback, even though I did not see him, but I heard the voice of the Lord, the prophetic voice of the Holy Spirit, say, Evander Holyfield is about to make a major comeback. I spoke that to the entire congregation, not knowing that the young man who was standing in front of me that I was getting ready to give a prophetic word to was Evander Holyfield's trainer and had been for several years. Now, I began to prophesy about Evander making a comeback. I did not know that he had lost three consecutive boxing matches, and the state of New York had banned him from boxing in their particular state. So that night, after the church service, Evander's trainer, whom I've had on this broadcast along with Evander, he said that Evander wanted me to call him and gave me his cell phone number. And when I heard Evander's voice, I began to prophesy, and I began to prophesy about a major comeback that he was going to make in boxing, that his boxing career was not over, even though he had received a negative report from the doctor. So he said to me after I got through praying, well, would you like to make the comeback journey with me? And I said I would, and God opened a door for me to go into the boxing world, which was quite unusual. But I pray every day that God will set up divine appointments and divine connections for my life, because I do believe in divine appointments and divine connections. And so not long thereafter, I met Evander and went to Dallas, Texas, and saw him box before 12,000 fans at American Airlines Arena in Dallas, and he won the fight by a knockout. And then he went to San Antonio, same thing happened. El Paso, same thing happened. And I began to make the rounds with Evander, encouraging him, praying with him before the boxing matches, sitting at ringside, praying in the spirit. And finally, I got to travel with him to make the journey with him to Moscow, Russia, where once again he boxed for the World Heavyweight Championship. And it was quite a journey. And so he's become a spiritual son of mine. And today, Evander is living a dream. as though he's no longer an active boxer. He did this year box Mitt Romney in an exhibition match, and it really happened. Of course, he had mercy on former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. So today he is a motivational speaker encouraging others, and Evander has a nonprofit organization in Atlanta, Georgia, where he's helping underprivileged people. So it's a word from God that came to pass. And so I believe that one word from the Lord can change your life forever. I have a spiritual grandson. His name is Leland. And when Leland and his brother Jack were just small, 11 and 14 years old, I began to prophesy about their recordings. I began to prophesy about how they would sing in stadiums of the world. And a few years later, Leland Mooring, his brother Jack Mooring, they call me from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, California, where the Los Angeles Angels were playing, and saying to me, "Grandpa Dale, Papa Dale, we are singing." I don't know if they're singing before the game, after the game. I don't know, but they said we're singing in the stadium here with a crowd of 50-something thousand people. And the prophetic word has come to pass. And so I'm praying for you right now. I'm praying the Holy Spirit will speak to you at this very moment, and that you will not allow the dreams and the visions that you have in your heart to be contained. I declare there is no containment, no containment. And I just pray right now in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit will come and will minister to you at this very moment, and you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Would you just pause? Let your spirit get quiet, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you right now. Would you do it?
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong, but most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers.
I love to hear the voice of the Lord. I love to hear the voice of the Lord. And that's what we have. We have a prophetic session here today on BPN Radio, prophetic session, hearing the voice of God. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here at this time, or any time, as we pray around the clock, around the globe, for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. I do believe that the Holy Spirit would love to speak to you about a word that he has for you, a word from the Lord, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So we're just praying today the Holy Spirit will speak to you concerning what he has for you in the future. And this is just a prophetic session. I don't believe I've ever had one like this. And I'm just believing the Lord's going to speak to you as you anoint your spiritual ears, spiritual eyes to hear and to see, and your heart to receive. So I'm very, very thankful today. Father, we just pray as we continue to minister here on BPN that you will speak to people on this Thursday. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The young man that was just singing, Martin Smith, about 20 years ago or so, maybe longer, I gave him a prophetic word when he had a little group called the Cutting Edge Band. I prophesied over Martin that there would come a day that he would be offered major contracts for his music. But I heard the Holy Spirit saying that he was not to sign a contract. And so he told me several years later, he said, Dale, if I had not received that prophetic word, I would have signed a contract, as most recording artists do. And instead of getting pounds, dollars for my songs, I would be getting pence or pennies. And so he said, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the word of the Lord. In the 90s, I had the privilege of leading prayer at Wembley Stadium. 40-something thousand people gathered there. And all of it came about as a prophetic word that was given to a friend of mine whose name is Noel Richards. And I met Noel in 1991 when I first, the second trip I made to the nation of England. I started in 1990. I had Norman Barnes on the other day, the man that opened the gate, opened the door for me. And so Noel Richards told me the story of how it all came about, Wembley Stadium. He said several years before I came there in 1991, he said he was watching a concert from Wembley Stadium in London. And he said there was a group called Queen who was singing and performing. He was watching the concert on television. And as they begin to sing, We Are the Champions, a song that most of us have heard many times, particularly us that are sports fans. And he said, I begin to hear the song, We Are the Champions, sung by Queen, and they were actually singing it in a broadcast and a concert that was being broadcast on television from Wembley Stadium. He said, suddenly I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, one day you'll sing at Wembley Stadium, and you'll sing about Jesus being the champion of the world. And so it happened. It happened. And it came about because he believed the word. So when you hear the word, you have to receive it by faith. And so Noel received the word, and then you have to, you begin to say it. You begin to say it. And then you begin to do it. And so he began to say, I'm going to sing at Wembley Stadium. And I'm going to sing about Jesus being the champion of the world. And so when I came along in 1991 and began to prophesy about young people in stadiums of the world, including England, then it brought back to Noel's memory concerning Jesus being the champion of the world. And he began to declare that, decree that. And during the 1997 month-long revival that I led in London, England, the month-long revival that I led, at the end of that month-long, Noel Richards hosted, along with Gerald Coates, hosted a gathering of people, 40-some-odd thousand people in Wembley Stadium. And Noel just believed the word of the Lord. And he began to declare that one day on the train into London from his home outside of London, one day he asked the Holy Spirit, when am I going to get to sing at Wembley Stadium? When am I going to get to do it? And he heard the Holy Spirit say, you'll do it when you do it. And so he knew it took an act of faith. And he began to go up to Wembley Stadium and try to get the gate open, but he did not have the keys to open the gate. But he began to proclaim, I'm going to sing at Wembley Stadium. He began to make the announcement. He knew it was time. And he began to invite people, began to sell tickets. And he got a little bit discouraged when he found out that the price was about $600,000 for one day. But God provided a miracle. I was there that day. I had the privilege and opportunity of leading prayer. And at 10:30 that night, Noel Richards sung this song that I'm going to play right now, Jesus Champion of the World, which was a response, a fulfillment of the prophetic word that he had received years before. And as he sang that song, thousands and thousands of people stood on their feet to proclaim the power of Jesus as he sang, Jesus Champion of the World.
Champion of the world.
Okay, there you have Noel Richards, champion of the world. A song he sang before about 45,000 people or so, 1997, the summer of 97. And he went on to sing at the stadium, the Olympia Stadium in Berlin, other places. That song, in response to what the Holy Spirit had spoke to him about, you'll sing that song in Wembley Stadium. It happened because I believe that one word from God can change your life forever and ever and ever and ever. So I'm praying for you right now that whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, putting in your heart during this prophetic session on this September day, 2015, that you would just give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to speak to you. And then you have to receive it by faith. Then you write it down, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And if you don't believe in the prophetic, if you're skeptical of the prophetic, and all you have to do is read the Bible, you'll know that the Bible is mostly prophetic. And we know that there is the natural, where natural things happen, but we know that supernatural things can happen. We hear something, and then we see what we've heard, then we say what we've seen and heard, then we eventually do what we have said, seen, and heard. And so as a prophetic voice, I just believe that on this prophetic day that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you concerning something in your life. Years ago, this was prior to 1989, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I was ministering in a service there, in a church there in Tulsa. And I called out this couple, and I said, I see you. Sometimes I see people going different places, doing different things. Sometimes I hear it. And I said to this couple, I see you going to Germany. And actually, the Holy Spirit had said to me, say to them that you see them going to East Germany. But, you know, I knew that you couldn't go to East Germany because the Berlin Wall was up there. There was a wall up there. You couldn't do that. But the Holy Spirit kept saying to me, say to them, East Germany. And finally, I said to them, I see you going to East Germany, that you're going to be able to get into the eastern part of Berlin, into that eastern part of Germany, and you're going to have a ministry there. Well, they had to receive that by faith. I had to speak it by faith. And, of course, they had to say it. They had to receive it by faith. Several months later, there was a man by the name of Dick Eastman, and one evening I had an opportunity to visit with Dick and ask him about this story that I'd heard for a long time. But he did say to me, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and instructed him to fly to Berlin and to put his hand on the Berlin Wall and command the wall to come down. He said, the Holy Spirit instructed me to spend a whole month with him before going to East Germany. So he said, I spent the month with the Lord, and I shut the outside world out, and I just prayed and sought him and sat with him and visited with him and just spent time there with the Holy Spirit. He said, after that, I got on a plane, and I flew from Los Angeles. I flew from Los Angeles to Berlin. I got off the plane. I got into a taxi, instructed the taxi driver to drive along the Berlin Wall. And he said, all of a sudden, I said to the taxi driver, you can stop here. And he said, I got out, told the taxi driver to wait. He said, I got out of the taxi, and I went across the street, and I put my hand on the Berlin Wall. And I said, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command this wall to come down. And he said, I got back into the taxi. I rode back to the airport. I got on the next plane, the next flight, going back to Los Angeles. And he said, I cannot be for sure, but I believe that the very exact place that I put my hand on the wall and commanded the wall to come down was the place where the wall started coming down. One word from God, and all he said was, I command this wall to come down in the name of Jesus. You know what? The couple that I prophesied over earlier that they were going into East Berlin, East Germany, that actually happened. When I heard from them again, they were in East Berlin. The wall had come down. They were there ministering, invited me to come. And even though I did get to go to East Berlin later on, I never got to minister for them, but to my understanding, they were there for many years. One word from God can change your life forever. And I could give testimony after testimony about events that have happened as a result of one prophetic word from God. And I'm just praying for you right now. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will speak to you at this very moment, put something in your heart, speak to you concerning your finances, concerning your marriage, concerning your job, concerning your business, concerning a particular place maybe that he wants for you to minister there, and realizing that in the realm of the supernatural, that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So would you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you today in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to stop broadcasting a little bit early today and let some worship music play just to give you an opportunity to be able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you say, well, what if he doesn't say anything? Well, but what if he does? And it may be a few minutes or a few hours or a few days, but you must know that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal himself to you. Matthew 4:4, Luke 4:4. It says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So I believe in the prophetic. I believe in revelation. I believe in the revelatory word. When I was 9 years old, my dad said to me, son, I see you preaching the gospel. That was when I was 9 years old. I didn't start preaching till I was about 21 or so. But even though it took 12 years for that to come to pass, I did start preaching. And now, many years later, I am still preaching. I've been preaching now for 49 years. So one word from God literally changed my life, and one word from God can change your life also. I would like to remind you that I believe in God for 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you're leading a prayer group, or you would desire to lead a prayer group, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe on campus, maybe in your church at the invitation of the pastor or the leaders, maybe in your business, maybe in a nursing home. We have someone that's leading prayer in a nursing home. Then why don't you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on there where it says 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can register there, and we will publish your name and your location. If it's a private location, we'll simply put private. If you'd like to make a donation, a contribution to this ministry, Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. And our announcer and producer, Michael Schonborn, he's about to tell you more about how you can do that. Okay, that's it. Bless you. Thank you for listening, praying with me today. And we'll be back at the same time tomorrow, or any time tomorrow, as we pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.